Toronto, Ontario, May 30th, 1917. Mrs. W. R. Gullen, Echo Place, Ontario. Dear Mary, Fred and I were looking over Roy's letters and cards last evening, and I am making a copy of the last letter we received from him and enclosing herewith, as I know you will be so glad to have it. It is a lovely letter, as they all were, and speaks so kindly of you and the little ones. He is ever with you in thought. How are you, dear? You were so brave when we left on the 24th of May. My heart aches for you, Mr. and Mrs. Gullen, and all of you. My head has ached ever since the 24th, and I know I can't have any idea how you feel, Mary. Don't keep your troubles too much to yourself. Roy knew you pretty well. He said you were very quiet. You certainly keep the children looking cheerful and healthy, which is great work. I am sure they are a great comfort to you and will help to sustain you until you receive further word. Roy is so unselfish. He said he was glad that he was the only one over there in France. Well, Mary, I wish I could write more, but I am very busy both here at the office and at home. Every moment has to count for something. I get very tired, but I do love to be busy and feel that I am useful. With heaps of love and best wishes to you and the children and Father and Mother Gullen and Irene, sincerely, Agnes.